What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Verzi Effect Podcast Show. My name is Paul Verzi, and you guys are listening to episode 477. As you guys can see, camera is not too crisp like you're used to. Same thing with the sound. I am doing this from Florida. I am on vacation here for a couple days with my family, and so I wasn't able to get all the equipment on the plane and do all that stuff. But I did want to get something out before the end of the year for all you guys and do this. So I'll do this, be like a half hour show, short show. Just wanted to talk to you guys, let you guys know what's going on. I have a big announcement to make. But first, before I get into that, and I have a really funny story about San Antonio as well. I want to thank everybody who came out to those shows in Texas. But I first want to do, okay, not to get sentimental or weird, but what I first want to do is I want to thank each and every one of you Verzi Effect listeners. I want to thank each and every one of you Verzi Effect subscribers and the people who subscribed to my YouTube, the people who jumped on Gun to Our Heads. I just did another episode with Brett Ernst. But all of this love and support that you guys given me on TVE over these last years, you know, it's been great. I love doing the show. I love talking to you guys. I love having guests. I love talking alone. I love going on rants. But all the subscriptions and the listens and the views and everything, man, I really, really appreciate it. All of it comes because of your guys' support and everything like that. So going into this new year, man, I'm really appreciative of my fans. I always have been. But I really mean it. You guys are great. No, but seriously, it's been an amazing, it's just been an amazing wild ride. And to just continue growing on YouTube, online, your comedy shows and all that stuff, man. So thank you guys so much for that. I have a big announcement, okay? And I'm going to make the announcement now on this show. I'm sorry I'm doing it without good camera and the sound being weird. And there's always going to be that Verzi Effect listener who goes, Paul, man, come on, man. The sound's got to be, guys, I'm on vacation and I wanted to do something before the end of the year. Okay. Spare me that one. Give me this one. All right. Plus this podcast is free, but anyway. So as you guys know, I've done podcasts with Bill Burr before. I've been on the Monday Morning Podcast a bunch. He's been on the Verzi Effect a bunch. Okay. We've had some amazing viral moments like the time travel Uzi story and Bill punching the bowl of marinara and it goes all over the restaurant when we came back from this movie thing. He gets emotional, the stories that we had together in Canada. All of these amazing stories that have gone viral and people always talk about when me and Bill were on a podcast together, you know, chemistry and all that stuff. So we decided after talking about it for years, actually, we've actually talked about it for years. We've decided to do a podcast and Bill Burr and I will be doing a new podcast called Anything Better. The trailer and all that shit comes out tomorrow. I saw it. It's hilarious. It's dope as shit. And I think you guys are really going to enjoy it. We're going to talk everything. We're going to talk everything. We'll talk sports. We'll talk life. We'll talk, you know, everything, restaurants, food. We'll go at each other for joking on shitting on each other, you know, like we always do, obviously in a friendly way. But it's just going to be us being us having a good time. I think you guys will really enjoy it. You're going to be able to subscribe, I believe, as early as tomorrow. And it's going to be really, really, really good. So that's the big announcement for this one. It's the end of the year. So I just wanted to let you guys know I'm not stopping. Verzi Effect Podcast will be a half hour show like I always do. Sometimes I have a guest. It'll go a little longer. And then we got the Gun to Your Heads. Season one of Dude, I Called It is in the books. And we'll revisit that after. I want to thank everybody who came out to San Antonio, Texas. It was amazing. I got to thank the club because the club was like overly safe in a good way. You know, at first I was like, man, there's spikes everywhere. San Antonio's got big numbers of COVID. They're in the red. Like, should we be doing this? We checked. When I tell you that club and myself were so safe, They did temperature checks at the door. They did private parties at tables far away from everybody, so it was comfortable. Just all of the right things that they did, wiping stuff down, spraying stuff down, ultra careful. People had a great time. The shows were incredible. You know, thank everybody who said nice things. We had a camera outside. We were shooting some stuff. People said nice things about the show. You guys will be seeing clips of the tour soon. But one thing that happened that I wanted to share here on the podcast, which was hilarious. So when I landed in San Antonio, when you land in San Antonio, you just see a bunch of U.S. soldiers. They're in the full gear, full uniform, you know, and, you know, you feel safe. There's just all you United States troops. And the last time I was in San Antonio, there was a lot of people, wounded warriors, people with titanium legs and arms and stuff. So I'm on stage now. It's a true story, by the way. I'm on stage now. Last time I was there, and I'm having a good time, and I'm up there, and I happen to do a joke. I just did a joke about how somebody with diabetes is going to lose their left foot or whatever. People were laughing. There was like these three Irish guys in the front, and they start laughing, and they're pointing at their boy, and they're going, he's got one foot. He lost his left foot. He doesn't have a left foot. So I'm like, whatever, man, you know, and then I'm like, oh, you know, this guy's got to be a soldier. But I'm like, are you serious? Are they fucking with me? So we start talking. Finally, he goes, no, I'm serious. And he takes his left leg off and tries handing it to me from the knee down. And everybody's laughing. And I'm like, dude, I fucking believe you. We don't have to go to this length. We don't have to go to this measure. Okay. I believe that, you know, and obviously now I see it. You could put your leg back on. So once everybody calms down and stops laughing, I naturally say, well, sir, I should thank you for your service. And then he goes, no, not a soldier, hit by a truck. And then the place went nuts. And I had a good time with him. You know, it was so funny because at first I'm like, oh, this guy's taking bullets or bombs or grenades. And instead I just had to joke about this guy can't cross the street or whatever. We're fucking around with him. Guy couldn't have been a better sport. His friends were awesome. They looked like three Irish kids from the Bronx. They did not look like they were like from San Antonio, whatever that means. But it was totally awesome. It was such a great time. Then there was this black dude, older black dude, who came in a gold blazer to sit in the front. He came in late and he was there with two women. And I had such a good time with that. We have all this stuff recorded, so you guys are going to be seeing that. But the people were super respectful. People wore their masks. They had a good time. And I can tell you right now, comedy is going to be okay when this is over because people need it. And I got some stuff coming up too. I'll do the plugs at the end of the show. I got some new dates and all that. But so great there. The food out there, we're having a good time. Shout out to Mike Suarez who opened for me. He killed. Just the whole time. The whole thing was just, the whole thing was great. Everybody did a great job on the show. You know, the people out there, I can't thank LOL for making me feel okay. You know, when you see people at a show, you're like, are people safe? And everybody felt that way. Two casualties, which is, I'm kidding. Actually, I heard everybody was just, I mean, it was so safe and good that you're like, I can, like, this could be a pandemic club. That's how fucking great they did the job that they did. Now I am in the South. I'm taking a little couple day vacation before I, you know, head home and get ready for the new year, 2021. Can't be worse than 2020, or can it? That'd be really fucked up. You know, I don't think it's going to be worse than 2020. I think it's going to take a few months. I think once the warm weather hits, I think then we should hopefully, knock on wood, be out of the woods. You know, no fucking killer mosquitoes or killer fucking hornets or fucking, you know, what's next? The zombie squirrels are coming. The squirrels will be foaming at the mouth. You know, we'll be dealing with that. I just don't want another strain of anything. I don't want another fucking disease for a while. I don't want any fucking killer bees. I don't want any nothing. I don't want any. That's it. You know, we need a good, after this shit, we need a good 5 to 10 year of good shit. Okay, that's what we need. So if there is a God and there is, you know, and I believe in something that's out there bigger than us, then let's just have that happen. Let's just go, okay, you know what? We had a rough run, but it's like you got to go through the pain to get through, you know, to get things done and to get better and to get stronger. Hopefully that's what it is. Because I'm telling you right now, if we're sitting in fucking February or March and they're like, unfortunately, there's a fucking summer flu coming that they're saying, I don't know what I'm going to do. All right. But like, we need to get back. People need to get back to even the little things I miss. Fucking bowling, you know? Go to a bar, have a beer, and play darts with somebody. I don't fucking know. Not that I've done that more than twice in my life ever, but you know what I mean. The little things. That's what it is. The little things. We are going to get back to – sorry about the lighting here, guys. Don't worry. The next one's going to look crisp and clean and all that stuff. But, yeah, so – Got another special I'm shooting next year. The new podcast, a bunch of stuff. Hopefully some acting. So, knock on wood. This COVID shit is. I mean, China's got to pay for this. I'm kidding. That's part of the theme now. Until everybody gets better. Paul, it's really they couldn't help it. Shut the fuck up. Okay, relax with the jokes. I don't know. It's almost like everybody's kind of, I did test. Here's what I did. You want to talk about being responsible? I landed at LaGuardia. I was on two airplanes, fucking miserable. And I'm not going to lie, guys. When I tell you I was on two airplanes, fucking miserable, I was tired. I just wanted to go home. I couldn't sleep on the plane. It sucked. And I decided, hey, if I got to see my mom on Christmas Eve, my mother is very high risk. I'm going to go get tested. So I went from LaGuardia Airport when I landed from San Antonio to urgent care. And they took blood to see if I still had antibodies, and they did the swab. And I said, put a rush on this because I got to see my mom on Christmas Eve. I don't want to miss that. So she's like, I can't give you a rapid, but I'll put a rush on it. Calls me the next day, says, good news, you tested positive for reactive antibodies. So you still have antibodies in there, and you're negative for COVID. So that was good. So then I got to see my mom, got to be around family knowing that. And now we're going to obviously have to get tested, you know, when we leave here and wait, you know, for those results and all that stuff. But it's just, I'm not going to lie, that swab up the nose, I just kept sneezing. And as I was telling the lady, sorry. I was just like sneezing, saying, sorry, sorry. She was like, all right. She's like telling me things you need to do. It goes like up to your fucking brain. But Christmas was amazing. My kids just got, my wife and I realized, and I'm sure some of the people listening to this podcast that have kids know, there just comes a time where you're like, our kids are just fucking spoiled rotten. Like I was looking around going, if I got some of the shit that my kid, like if I got one of these things as a kid, it would be like a great Christmas for 10 years. And, but no, it was a great time. They opened their gifts. We made the best. I got to be honest with you. COVID as far as like staying home and relaxing with the family has been kind of nice. You know, not having to drive all over the place. It's been kind of like, wow, it lets you realize like maybe things should go part-time with people who have jobs and in offices and shit. I don't give a fuck. I mean, I tell dick jokes sometimes in malls. So what do I care? Guys, I will be going to Atlanta, Georgia, January 8 through 10. Okay. At the Punchline. We're making up those dates. Then I will, and for everybody judging, anybody judging comedians, anybody judging anybody out there fucking working during this, it's like, you know what, until anybody wants to pay my fucking bills, until anybody, you know, knows what the fuck I need to do for my fucking family, shut the fuck up. How about that? How about you shut the fuck up and you don't worry about what I'm doing, okay? Maybe if you had a following and there was a demand for you to go to clubs, you'd have some fucking work too. Don't hate on me because I'm doing what I love even through this shit and I'm being ultra fucking careful. Okay. As a matter of fact, the reason I'm going to Atlanta now is because I was in a room with somebody who contacted COVID in December. And I called up on my way to the airport and I said, listen, just want to let you know, we decided to change the date. So I was being responsible, but there's people judging. Make no mistake. Anybody listening to this podcast, there are people judging your boy right now, judging me because I'm out there working, and other comedians too. Comedians making posts. Oh, we see you who's working. We're texting about you. Text away. Text away. I got a fucking family and a career, a new hour to work. I'm being ultra careful. I have antibodies and I'm telling the place that I'm not going there unless they're careful too. So fuck you. Okay. January 15th, I will be back in Royersford, Pennsylvania. Wow, I said it without having to like stumble through it. Royersford, Pennsylvania, January 15th for the Soul Joel's Indoor Heated Comedy Tent. We had a great time back when we did it a few months ago. We will be doing it again January 15th. So the first two shows of the year will be the Punchline in Atlanta, the 8th through the 10th. And then I will be January 15th. I will be at Soul Joel's in Royersford, Pennsylvania. You can get all of those dates up on the website and check that out. And definitely don't forget to check out the new podcast, Me and Bill Burr, Anything Better. That's going to be a blast. And yeah, we're working on getting the new special out really soon. So you guys will know when that comes as well. My New York football Giants are playing for a playoff berth this Sunday. Need help with Washington has to lose. But if we win and Washington loses, we're in the playoffs and we win the NFC East with a record of 6-10. That is nothing to brag about. Actually, the opposite. But it was meaningful football. It was meaningful football until the end. And that's all you could ask for. And if we lose, we'll get a better draft pick. So it's gravy. It was a good year for the Giants. And my Knicks are 2-2. But that's nothing that I'm going to talk about. I'm sitting here in sunny Florida. I got a slice of pizza last night thinking, oh, are you crazy getting pizza here? It was fucking awesome. It was delicious. I got a pool here. I got a hot tub here. And my kids are here. So the longer I'm sitting in here, they're going to be like, what kind of piece of shit dad is on vacation on New Year's Eve doing podcasts? So this is a short Happy New Year to you guys. And I hope you had a Merry Christmas. But I want to tell you guys something. And I mean this. There is no Verzi Effect podcast without you. There is no Dates on the Road without you guys coming and you guys supporting. And I'm going to tell you something. The Verzi Army and the Verzi Effect Army and my fans are about to grow really big with this next special, this next podcast, some acting things. And all you people that got in early, I appreciate you. I know who you are. Thank you. But keep telling friends because 2021, I'm coming hard, dude. I know that sounded incredibly weird and sexual. I don't mean it that way. So that was weird, but you know what I mean. So, you know, all of the subscribe to YouTube. It's free. Check out the Verzi Effect. Subscribe. It's free. $5 a month. You get Gun to Our Heads and you'll be listening to me and Bill Burr on Anything Better podcast coming out soon. So I hope you and your family get through this crazy, difficult time. I hope these holidays were good. I hope Christmas was good. And I hope you have a great, happy, safe New Year's Eve. Don't go out. Don't go to that get-together where there's only 25 people, but fuck it, it's New Year's. Don't do that. I mean, I'm not telling you what to do. If everybody's safe and you love all those people, great. But, like, hang, chill, enjoy it. Watch the fucking ball drop. Listen to some entertainers perform songs from their living room, which is ridiculous. But do that stuff. Have your champagne and call it a fucking night. Don't get arrested. Don't pull your dick out. Don't get crazy. It's the end of the year. Don't make a shitty year bad. All right. So I wish you guys, again, I know this is a quick one. I just wanted to put one out there before. I will be back in the Verzi Effect studio next week. I don't know if we're going to have a guest or whatever, but it'll be a longer show. I'll be back there. Just wanted to give this to you guys and let you know that this is the last TVE 477 of the year. And I appreciate everything. Big things coming. I love you all. I'll talk to you all soon. Be safe. Happy New Year 2021. Let's fucking go.